This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Bob, last week we reported on the drought in the West and the great snowpack we're having here in the Four Corners, but we're going to get a little more broad here and talk about predictions concerning this year's growing season, mainly for the Midwest and the Southeast, where corn and soybeans are raised. And of course, when we talk corn and soybeans, we're really, for us and our show, and what we're talking about beef and beef production, because beef producers do follow what's happening in those markets. So we're going to talk in a moment about those predictions and what they might be worth and anything that have caught your attention. You're smiling there. But first, I want to ask the difference between, when we say prediction, some people think climate is weather and weather is climate. And in fact, I think I get caught in that. So break that down a little bit, and then let's talk about the predictions as good as we think they might be for corn and soy across the country.
Yeah, I think when we talk predictions, we're talking about something that's within, let's say 6 months, to sometimes 8 months. We're talking about weather when we do that, not climate. Climate is long-term, so when you talk about weather, you're talking about the short-term, and climate is the long-term. In other words, we know that during the winter, we're going to have cold weather here. That's climate. And then in the summer, we're going to have warm weather. We not saying anything about the temperature range, but I think that because we hear so much about climate change and climate, that people get confused that they see one little weather event and say, well, that's climate change. But it may not be. It may be just a normal variation that we see in weather patterns that come through.
What are we talking about when we talk, when you and I talk about El Nino or La Nina? What are we talking about?
We're talking about, really, we're talking about weather with those. And as we can see, those don't fit any certain pattern. They really change, because we thought that the La Nina this winter was going to create that warm, dry period for the western part of the country. And in reality, what do we got? We got warm, but we don't have dry. So that's a prediction. It's not really the climate itself.
So we're going to talk about a prediction around weather for corn in the Midwest and Southeast.
Yeah, and it also affects the other grains. Like wheat is influenced by the price that we see with corn.
You bet.
And what I've been reading is that a lot of these market gurus are making predictions about the weather is going to really crater the crop, and that farmers are going to be able to make up for all the 4 years of overproduction in just this small fell swoop of weather, and that those farmers who have crop to sell are going to be really raking in the dough with $4 or $5 or $6 or $7 corn, where at this point in time, you know, we're really seeing some really bad prices. The problem there is that these tea leaf gazers are just looking at, I don't know what they're looking at, but the reality is that they're making predictions based upon some very flimsy possibilities.
Are they saying that they think there's going to be really dry weather and there's going to be bad corn crop? Is that essentially the bottom line here?
Yeah. So here they are predicting weather for months in advance, and they don't have anything to go by.
But it impacts the market, and it's impacting producers around here.
That's right.
Well, that's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob. You can find this program at ksjd.org.